Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, both the House and the Senate acted in the last few days of the legislative session to get some important legislation passed that will help to address domestic abuse situations in Pennsylvania and the safety of those who may be under threat of abuse. What's going on here?
That's correct. There has been significant legislation that was passed on this topic, and also to raise awareness of domestic violence and encourage victims to seek help. The House passed Resolution 1046, which would designate October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Pennsylvania. Domestic violence, which is defined as a pattern of abusive behavior used to establish power and control over an intimate partner, affects men and women in all racial, ethnic, religious, educational, social, and economic backgrounds. It takes many forms, and victims are often subjected to abuse, harassment, threats, vandalism, trespassing, burglary, theft, and stalking. A new law, Act 79 of 2018, passed the House and Senate this fall to better protect victims of domestic violence by strengthening the requirement for firearms relinquishment in the cases of final protection from abuse orders or convictions of crimes of domestic violence. Unfortunately, last year, 117 people were killed in Pennsylvania by someone who was supposed to love them.
And the House Insurance Committee is taking a look at rural health and hospitals in rural areas in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
That's correct. So the House often holds hearings at the end of a session to start queuing up legislation for the next legislative session. And this week, the House Insurance Committee held an informational meeting to learn more about legislation to help ensure the viability of rural hospitals across Pennsylvania. House Bill 2532 would establish the Rural Health Redesign Center, a public-private partnership, which would administer the PA Rural Health Program. This would help strengthen rural hospitals, keep jobs local, and increase access to health care. Currently, rural hospitals are paid in an unpredictable, fee-for-service manner that leaves many facilities suffering financially. Through the program, rural hospitals would transition to a payment model that would provide a stable and steady stream of revenue, allowing these vital health care facilities to better plan the types of health services their communities need. About 67 hospitals in Pennsylvania are considered rural, and 32 of them are at risk of closure with operating margins below zero. Therefore, this public-private partnership is an opportunity for these hospitals to get on some stable financial ground.
Also, you have a special event coming up for seniors in your area.
That's correct. So we hold our annual Senior Expo every fall. And this year, our expo is going to be held on Thursday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lower Macungie Community Center. On hand will be all kinds of different vendors from both the government and private agencies who have resources available for seniors. Please join us. Again, it's Thursday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lower Macungie Community Center. For more information, feel free to give us a call. Our office number is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.